You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
The program that we have is infallible.
Hour number three, right here on The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5. As always, your WKGN app powered by Hops and Hollers. Step on over to Hops this weekend. Pell Roots is the band from 8 to 10 in the Upper Beer Garden tomorrow night. On Saturday, Hops and Hollers will be opening at 10 for the World Cup qualifying match. College football played inside and outside. Happy hour from 10 to 4, as we always make sure that you know. And on Sunday, all day happy hour with 20% off growler fills and NFL Sunday ticket. And remember, like I told you this afternoon, first Preds game of the season taking on the Boston Bruins. Hops is an official Preds bar now. That means along the season, if you get a chance to make it over there, I know they're going to be having some special promotions and giveaways coming up during the Preds season, and we'll always have the game playing at Hops and Hollers, Tennessee Bar, doing Tennessee things down there on 937 North Central Street. Make sure to stop by there and tell them that Fox Sports Knoxville sent you. All right, so we left last hour talking about Cam Newton and what he said regarding the remarks from the female reporter who asked him about routes and the physicality of Devin Funchess and the way he's running his routes these days. Obviously, Cam belittled her in front of everybody in the press conference and, you know, tore her down.
Did he? He tore her down?
I mean, when you come out – all right, here's – I'm going to give you a prime example. If I go over there and I'm the one that's asking that question, Cam, you know, Funchess looking pretty good running his routes now. What do you think about that? He's not going to say – oh, man, it's really funny here, a male talking about running routes. Why it's wrong, Bear, and I know some people are not going to agree with me. They're going to say that people are offended too much and, you know, social justice warriors and snowflakes. But, no, it is. Like, first off, I'll tell you, it's tough being the newcomer in media. It's tough being over there on the Hill trying to get the mic handed to you, ask questions. It's tough to get respected when you're the newcomer. And that goes for male or female. I've been over there in a situation where I feel like that I'm looked over because I don't have as much experience as other people ahead of me, the older crowd. And I know that it's just a fact, like, when it comes to sports, because I've heard what some of my friends say. I've heard what some of our listeners say. I hear the way they talk about women. I heard them last year when they were talking about the woman who does the color play call analysis for ESPN. I can't think of her name right now. I'll find that out for you. But I've heard that people just didn't like her. People went to Twitter. Yeah, and people are trolls on Twitter. You're right. You can't like base anything off of what people are saying on Twitter. Like it's just a base for trolls. But it's true. Like women get zero marginal error when it comes to these things. He laughed her off was the first thing he did. All he had to say was, He could have worded this where he looked like the golden child, even if he doesn't believe in women having a presence in sports media. He could have said, hey, you know, first off, I want to say that I'm really honored to have you in here in a male-dominated profession and you asking me the questions that need to be. It's a male-dominated profession, Barry. Don't act like it is.
All he had to say was, I find it funny. I think it's funny when you guys ask me about routes.
Well, what did I just say? I said he could have been the golden child if he says it like this.
Yeah, but
that's not what I'm saying he had to say.
That's ridiculous that he would.
I'm not saying that's what he had to say. I said if he wanted to win on both sides, if he wanted to win with, you know, females in the business, and if he wanted to win with everybody, that's what he can say. And like he said, like what you just said, he could have said that too. He could have said, it's really funny to me when you guys start asking me about routes, meaning reporters who, because let me tell you, I've been in the press box. There's a lot of overweight fat men who cover sports. They feed you well. You never go without a meal. and you sit around and you write about sports all day, and a lot of those guys aren't very active. They're not going over to Select Fitness, which we're always talking about. They're not, you know, they're not trying to get their lives in order and be in shape. So what's baffling is that somebody reached out to me on Twitter as well. Let me pull this tweet up. My computer's acting funny.
You know, it's just there's so many other things that guys are doing in the NFL, but they're going to burn it down over one bad comment. I'm not going to say it was
right.
Well,
Cam's an idiot. He says he has bad comments all the time. He carries himself like a child. Patrick on Twitter said, in a lot of cases, female reporters don't know much about football. And my counter argument to that is I would also agree that a lot of reporters in general, including men, don't know anything about the intricacies of football.
At that level, yeah. I mean,
It's just not even at that level.
I don't think this should have been as big a deal as everybody's made it out to be. I mean, we live in a society where everything's got to be blown up in the 24-hour news cycle.
That's not even true. What he said was it was sexist. Like, can we all agree that it was sexist?
A little bit.
Yes.
I mean, not a little bit. It was sexist. It was misogynistic. It was a sexist statement. Is it the worst thing that Cam may say? Is it the worst thing that we've heard said? No, it's not. But to have the reporters back, and I'm going to break her down here in a second, too, to have her back, I mean, like, he didn't have to word it that way. Cam's an idiot, though. Like, I don't take much of what Cam Newton says. And maybe it has been blown up a little bit, but women don't get the same margin of error as males do. And also, especially newcomers. If you're trying to break into the business, you don't get the same leeway or leniency that a lot of other people do that have been doing a long time. And that's understandable. Like, you know, I went to SC Media Days. I asked Jim McElwain a question that he didn't really like. He tried to break me down. Everybody laughed in the room. It was no big deal.
Did you ask him if he had relations with the shark?
No, I did not ask him that.
Russell should have sent me. I would have asked him.
Volstorm says, not liking a female announcer has less to do with gender and everything to do with their voice. I don't like some men either. Okay, I mean, that's true. Like, but maybe that a lot of us have to, you know, maybe it needs to be stated like that. I don't know. I think that sometimes, and not even sometimes, a lot of times, women have to work a lot harder in sports to get the, because what they're referred to as skirts or just a pretty face, like it's no big deal. And they got feelings too, guys. That's all I'm trying to say. I know a lot of you, I'm not expecting anybody to really agree with me on this. And that doesn't matter because I don't care if anybody agrees. I'm just saying, like, I talk about a lot of things on my Twitter. You see me tweet things out. I mean, people say that maybe I'm soft, social justice warrior. I'm offended by things. No, I just want everybody, you know, just treat them like you would treat your mom or somebody like that when it comes down to them. Treat them like you treat your grandma. You know, do things like that. Like, you just don't have to. Why are we so quick to also make ourselves look better than the next person, or why are we so quick to judge somebody and tear them down? But getting to the Carolina beat writer, Jordan Rodrigue, she also – see, what happens is when you put yourself out there on a limb and you go after somebody – I'm not saying Cam did this, but I mean, a lot of people are going to start trying to dig dirt up on you, probably people that support Cam, a lot of his followers. Well, she got dragged through the mud today, rightfully so. She went. Somebody went back to her Twitter timeline as far back as 2012. She had a tweet that she tweeted out. This is probably before, you know, she became a sports reporter. My dad is being super racist as we pass through Navajo land. One of the tweets was, the earth moves at 450 miles per hour. That's 10 times.
I didn't understand this one.
10 times triller than NASCAR Dale Earnhardt's N-word. Oh, I understand it. I'll explain it to you one day. So she said that. And then also she replied to whoever.
She referring to Junior?
Yeah, she's referring to Junior.
All right, I'll tell you right now, I'm out.
And then she also replied to, I guess, someone who said something about her saying that her dad's being super racist as they passed through the Navajo land, that he's the best racist jokes the whole drive home. So with that being said, I know a lot of people are going to be like, "Well, you hate what she said, what Cam said to her, but you don't have any problem with the fact that, you know, she said." No, I got a problem with that. But here's where I am. You can also have a problem with what she said and that she was wrong, and what Cam Newton said to her was also wrong. She went on to apologize today about 5 hours ago via Twitter, the whole iPhone notes like everybody does these days. I apologize for the offensive tweets from my Twitter account from 4 to 5 years ago. There is no excuse for these tweets and the sentiment behind them. I am deeply sorry and apologize. So she was the bigger woman. She went out and admitted her wrong and apologized. And then some of you who come to me about this stuff, I'd like for you to ask yourself as well, what if you had a daughter? Some of you do have daughters. Like, I know some of you that care about these things have daughters. What if your daughter wants to be, she likes sports, you know, you raise her and you guys go to a bunch of Vol games. She loves football. She loves sports. She loves competing. And she decides to be a sports reporter, sideline reporter, a beat writer. And somebody belittles her in front of a room full of people. And it becomes national news, and they talk to her as if a way that she knows nothing, but this is something that she went to school for. Keep in mind, something that you probably paid for the schooling, and something that you encouraged her to do because obviously it's your kid, and do what, you know, you want your kids to do what makes them happy. How would you feel then? It's so easy for you to say it on the outside and say, oh, well, you know, there's some women I don't like in sports. I don't care, or we're all being soft. Who cares what Cam Newton said? But what if you had a daughter who wanted to jump into this profession?
I get you, but I mean, Cam's immature. Yeah, water's wet.
I'm not saying he's not. That's why I wanted to preface this by saying I don't take a lot into what he said because I think Cam's an idiot. And I mean, like, he's going to get dragged for this. He's probably going to lose some endorsements. And it's rightfully so. I mean, he did it to himself. He's an idiot. Like, I'm not looking to Cam, like, you know, looking to Socrates or Plato. But I just want people to put themselves in that position and what they would do if it was their daughter. Rick, look, you got something to say about this.
I mean, yeah, I agree with both of you. I think, you know, Bear's right in the fact that he was close to just making it like a normal joke, you know, just kind of interacting with the media and just being like, man, like, y'all are out here talking about routes. Like, that's crazy. But
yeah
and I don't think that, you know, him being a little crazy on the mic in the past or just being kind of a wild guy, it's just any kind of excuse or justification.
It's not a pass.
You can give him.
You can't give him a pass for this.
Man, like, you messed up. You know, I don't think you meant it. I don't think you're a sexist by any means, but, like, you messed up. You just got to own up to it. Like, that's just the world we're living in right now. No matter what age you are, that is how, you know, events in the recent few years has just shaped this world and has just shaped society. So you just got to know that is going to cause ripples. People are going to take offense to that because it is an offensive thing. And you just got to be smarter than that. I think that's all it boils down to.
Stay woke, Cam. Stay woke. As for that, coming up, I'm going to take a quick time out after the break. We're going to touch on, I know Bear mentioned this earlier, that Mike Griffin was talking about bringing in Jeff Fisher to coach the Vols.
I mean, he was saying the first two people he would talk to was Mark Helfrich.
Yeah.
Helfrich. And Jeff Fisher.
Well, I didn't know how much truth there was to that, and I went back and found the actual tweet where he's corresponding with one of our listeners who sent it to me. And I got some thoughts on that. I'm not really surprised that he said something like this, but I'm going to save that for the other side. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go.
Welcome back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Old school.
A little old school right there. Need to remind you, go visit our friends, Select Fitness on Sutherland Avenue right across from West High School. Even hearing Russell talk about it, he's actually getting in a lot of shape. Maybe he's at the gym if he's not here. Maybe he's
He's not at the gym.
I don't think he is either. We'll be able to find out whenever we leave here. We can drive by and see. Hopefully he's just hiding out there. But, yeah, good for guys like me. I actually started my fitness journey over back there back in April. Started hitting the weights. I mean, I'd been going there a little bit before, but started hitting it really hard, started watching what I was eating. I've lost 35 pounds. So I was 265 back in the summertime, biggest I've ever been in my entire life.
This past summer?
Mm-hmm. I was up to 265.
I thought
it's getting a little soft, man, around the edges. So, but, yeah, back there in May, decided to focus on my fitness, and you should as well. If you're trying to shed a few pounds, get in a little bit better shape. Also, for serious lifters looking to bulk up and make some big gains. Also, for the ladies, lots of ladies working out there They have yoga classes, CrossFit workouts, also personal trainers, and other group classes there for you. A lot of folks there rehabbing injuries. People there that can help you with your diet, nutrition choices. You've heard me talk about it in the Select Fitness commercial. You hear my voice talk about the meal prepping and nutrition choices that they have over there to offer for you. They can really help you get on track, people. Don't wait now. Go check out SelectKnox.com. Discounts to military personnel, federal and state employees, also police officers and college students. Remember, as I always say, it's a relaxed, no-pressure environment. That's Select Fitness over at SelectKnox.com. 865-919-1348. Give them a call. All right, back to the topic at hand. We left you talking about the Cam Newton fiasco that went down. Talked about what Jordan Rodriguez said in her past Twitter moments, racist comments. Both things are bad. You can acknowledge that what she had posted was bad and how Cam Newton treated her the other day. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. 865-546-8200. Also, left you teasing you a little bit, talking about our guy Mike Griffith. I know we give Griff a hard time here. He says some crazy things. This one tops the cake for me. This was sent over to one of our listeners. Said, Chance, you got to check this out, this conversation that I'm having with Griff.
So it was part of the – he first mentioned it during the
– Feinbaum.
Feinbaum.
Yesterday. So, yeah, a lot of you saw that Feinbaum, it seems like he's just he's very exasperated with Griff by now, and he just can't – like, he's Griff is just fully exhausted, that man, and he just wants an opinion. He wouldn't really give him an opinion yesterday. He went on to say
– I mean, I'm sure quote, it's on his, hard for Griff.
On his Twitter, got to say what I believe slash no. Sometimes it doesn't fit the script. I respect Paul's job is to make the show entertaining and compelling. That's true. Just like here at Fox Sports Knoxville, we bring you the truth. We're not going to sugarcoat a lot of things. We don't have a bias because we don't have the folks over there on the Hill watching down upon us, and we don't have some partnership with them. So we're able to do that. And Paul Feinbaum's show is meant to be entertaining. And, it was very entertaining yesterday the way he was just, done with Griff. He's like, all right, you're not going to give me an answer. But in the defense of Feinbaum, all the man wanted was an opinion. And Mike Griffith is a beat writer. He's been doing this thing for over 20 years. He's a columnist. So he's given his opinion plenty of times. Didn't seem to be that hard. But like Bear said yesterday, there was talks that he said Tennessee should look at Jeff Fisher. I'm not going to lie, Bear, to you. I know it's probably getting OT, but I thought it was a little verified. And then I didn't see anything else about it yesterday, and then I watched a little bit of Feinbaum. I didn't get to see the replay. Sometimes I go back and watch the replay on demand to see what kind of, talk is being made about Tennessee. I've been seeing Jason Swain on there and also Griff, so it's been kind of entertaining the last couple weeks. But, yeah, he doubled down on that today on his Twitter. Somebody tweeted at him, I like the Jeff Fisher call. He would be a good choice. And his reasons are, lives in Tennessee, wants to coach again, play for the best defense in NFL history. It's not a lie. And coached in a Super Bowl. No idea if he's interested, though. First things first.
The greatest D that was the original bounty hunters that, picked up Peyton Manning and tried to drive him into the ground like a tent peg. Short. That's where a lot of Peyton Manning's – like if you can find it, Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning, if pressed about it, they'll admit, like Tony Dungy's adamant about it, that the Titans were trying to basically end Peyton's career back when the Titans and Colts were going
out. Well, he said that he played for the Bears. So he's talking about his days with the Bears.
Oh, with the Bears.
Yeah, with Michael Singletary and all those guys in the 80s, 1981 to 85.
You know who ended his career, don't you?
Who? I forget. I do know this, but I forget.
Pittsburgh Steelers coach.
Tom Landry?
No.
Was that coach? No. That's Cowboys. Yeah, that's Cowboys.
The guy
I'm
before Tomlin. I can't remember his name.
Bill Cowher?
Yeah, Bill Cowher ended his career.
Oh, ended – really?
Yeah.
As a player ended Jeff Fisher's career.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Broke his leg.
Yeah, I knew Tom Landry was Cowboys. That was just – I don't know what I was thinking there. But, yeah, I didn't know that at all. That's interesting. So –
I mean, what the hell are we going to talk to? I mean, Griff, come on, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, first things first, I know that You know, Russell's taking some time off because he's so tired of what's going on over there. It's not good for business. It's not been really good for the show that Tennessee continues to do what they continue to do. So it's really got him down. By God, I mean, you want to hear me talk about the Noles? Let Tennessee trot out 50-50 Jeff Fisher. I'm off, man. Like, I know people think I'm not as a big Tennessee fan, but I am. Graduated from there. I'm a big Tennessee fan. But, like, you got to be kidding me. Like, if they were to even – if it came out after Butch Jones was fired and there was any talk, I mean any talk, that Jeff Fisher was a possible candidate, and I'm talking about verified that he's a possible candidate, I'm out, man. I'm out. What in the hell would they be doing?
If Jeff Fisher was a candidate, I think it would ruin my college experience. And if he was hired, I think I would drop out. I would just be done with it. I'd be like, I'm sorry, University of Tennessee. Deuces. That's it.
Yeah, like, I'm just...
Can't do it.
That's one thing. You know, people talk about... I mean, we can all say that you would take T. Martin over Jeff Fisher, right? Can we agree to that at least?
Yes.
Like, all right, that's all right. Okay, so nobody, like, listening to the show, nobody on this panel right now, even though we think T might need a little bit more time. I've been talked into that. I don't know why. But even if he might need a little bit more time, that he's definitely a better fit for Tennessee than Jeff Fisher was. Like, I don't get that at all. The guy's never coached in college, not even like to start his career as a graduate assistant. And he's been mediocre for his entire career. 22 years in the NFL, 173-165. He is 5-6 in the playoffs. He is 5-6 in the playoffs. He's never did anything, people. He's never did. If there's a lot. Like, if you're going to talk about Jeff Fisher, you better damn well kick the tires on Jim Bob Cooter. Like, even though we all have agreed,
I mean, where does he get the? Does he just sit at home and try and think of the most infuriating thing he could say that's going to – I know Griff's a troll, but, I mean, this is something even beyond that for him. It makes no sense.
Like, it has to be him trolling the fan base because that's kind of what, you know, Griff does. He plays on the side.
Well, I mean, Chance, he's wanting to start to Mark Helfrich.
Why?
But at the same time saying we can't, yeah. We shouldn't talk to Chip Kelly.
Did you see that? I saw that.
It's like, wasn't Helfrich his OC when the little bit of stuff that he got in trouble for went down?
The reasoning behind Griff, I saw somebody ask him about Chip Kelly and his reasons. I think he might even talked about it on Feinbaum. I'm not really sure, but I know I saw it on the timeline. And
Paul cut him off.
In response to somebody else, he said with Chip Kelly, in his opinion, now I'm saying, Griff is saying this in my opinion. So in Griff's opinion, what he said was about Chip Kelly is that the NCAA infractions, the 18th month show cause, was going to be too much. But like Bear just said, you got Chip Kelly there begging somebody to give him a call for a job, but you'd rather kick the tires on his assistant that had a Ferrari and couldn't keep the damn thing running to Oregon. I mean, let's just be honest about that. Like, you can't talk about Mark Helfrich. Now, if you get Chip Kelly and he wants to get the boys back together and he wants to bring Helfrich as his old coordinator, oh, for sure.
Yeah,
100%.
He's a great old coordinator.
That's where he excels at. He excels.
He's not a head coach.
He's not a head coach. He does not need to be at the top of your ladder. Like, no way, no how.
Griff.
And by God. So, I know a lot of you got thoughts about that. Call us up 865-546-8200. I told you we'd get to some of these coaching. Some of the coaches that I have on my list that I would like to talk about, also from the Travis Haney article. Some realistic coaches. We'll kick that around here in the next segment. Also got coming up, Check It or Wreck It, brought to you by the Law Office of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Also got a pretty good matchup in college football. Pretty good game for us to watch. Russell's already emailed me his picks for the week. Bear will not hear those until tomorrow, but I do have his pick for today. Check It or Wreck It coming up next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville AM 1340. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Mr. Reckitt, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of The Drive.
All right. Time for a little check of the record. You ready, Bear? We're going to pick we're going to pick an NFL game, also pick the college football game of the night.
But baseball.
Yeah, we'll even I'll throw a baseball in there for you. How about that?
If you can find that idiot boss of ours, maybe we can put in his.
It won't count. We won't count baseball against the record because I know Russell doesn't keep up with baseball. But first things first, Chip Kelly is the only option for Tennessee.
At this point, yeah, I think so.
That's a check for you.
Chip Kelly is the only option for Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Wreck.
I'm with Rick too as well. I've been echoing this the last couple of days. I'm gonna wreck it. I don't think he's the only option. I think he's the best option.
Agreed.
But you got to think his recruiting base is the West Coast. He's more comfortable out there. Tennessee's still taking their time, and maybe they have reached out to him. Maybe they haven't. But you got to think some other teams are starting to kick the tires on Chip Kelly. Whether Tennessee moves his feet faster or not. The bye week is a good thing for Butch Jones this week.
Yeah, I'll check it because they've gone quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm also going to check, but I don't think it does any worse at this point, which is the only reason I'm checking. It doesn't do anything.
I'm actually going to wreck it. Surprise, surprise. I think it's worse on Butch Jones because everything is just continues to build for us because we don't have a game to kind of take our minds off of him. You know, say it was South Carolina week, we may not be as much talking about Chip Kelly. We're in a general agreement that Butch is out of here, but it would kind of let them be under the radar a little bit more if there was a game. You actually can talk about the game. You don't have to feel a lot of questions about your future. You don't have to go through the clutter, as Butch likes to say. You get to talk about that matchup a little bit more if you're Butch Jones. All right, moving right along to the NFL Thursday Night Football. The Patriots will head to Tampa Bay and handle business tonight.
I'm going to wreck it. I think Tampa Bay is going to get after it, and that Patriot defense is soft.
Yeah.
Is Doug Martin back tonight?
Doug Martin is back this week. You are correct, Bear. Good job on that, Bear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with the Bucs. The Patriots aren't going to be able to cover.
Patriots, next to last in that division right now. The Bills are leading that division. Rick?
I'm going to wreck it as well. I think that Tampa Bay is good. I totally agree on the defense. I think the defense is absolute trash. But it's hard to count out Tom Brady. But I'm going to go with the Bucs today. I'm going to wreck it.
I'm actually going to check this. I think that Belichick is one of the greatest coaches in the league, as well as Brady, to come back and adjust. It's not too many times you're going to beat a Bill Belichick coach team two times back-to-back games. He's not going to lose too many games back-to-back. I'd have to look at the last time they did that. But yeah, I think that they pulled through. They might have lost back-to-back. They're 2-2. But I think they pulled through. Defense is crappy. But at the same time, the Bucs turn the ball over a lot. Jameis Winston has been struggling with trying to do a little bit too much. So I'm going to go with the Patriots.
And the Bucs don't have a good defense either.
Yeah, they don't have a good defense either.
If we're going to say that we think Jameis Winston's going to sit back there and do his thing, I think Tom Brady is also.
All right, the college football game of the night, Thursday night college football on ESPN. Louisville will beat North Carolina State in North Carolina State's at home. Louisville on the road wins the game.
Wreck it. Yeah.
Going down the rally, and you're saying that they lose, huh?
Yep.
So you're going NC State. Rick.
Yep.
Check it. Give me Lamar.
Give you Lamar. I'm with Bear. I'm actually going to go NC State on this. I think it's going to be a really good game. Lamar Jackson's really good, but that NC State team, although outlandish as it might be, not going to be in a college playoff like some people were trying to say that Dave Doran and the boys are going to do that. They got a pretty good defensive line. I saw that when they took on Florida State, handled them very easily. So I'm definitely going to go with the Wolfpack for the win in Raleigh. That was Checking the Record, brought to you by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. Auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, trucking accidents, social security, disability, slip and fall. Whether you're at home or worse in the hospital, Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell can help you. Need help getting disability benefits? Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell can help you with that too. If you can't work and need to get those benefits, then call today and let OEB help you get the benefits you deserve. Call them up at 865-546-1111 or go online to reckontoacheck.com. They'll come to you. Let OEB take the burden off your shoulders so you can focus on recovery. Also, we told you, hit them up. Give our guys a call if you're worried about if you were involved with that Equifax credit report breach. Like you said, it's really, like we've been telling you for the last 2 weeks now, really quick and easy to do. You just call them up, 865-546-1111. Talk to the secretary there. Tell them that the drive sent you, and you'll just have to give them the last four of your social. They'll check for you. They'll take your email if you're involved. And you'll just wait it out like the rest of us and see how it plays itself out. Oh, Bear, I forgot to give you an MLB game. Astros, for those of you paying attention to the program and paying attention to baseball, up on the Red Sox top of the fourth, 2-1 in game one of the ALDS. The Yankees tonight travel to Cleveland and win in game one.
Check it. The Cleveland Indians are bums. They will always be bums.
Huh.
The Bronx Bombers are going up 1-0.
Rick?
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm going to agree.
Appreciate your support.
Yeah, I'm with Brandon Orrick over here.
Brandon Orrick's a dullard. This is not his show. He'll shut up.
Would it be Corey Kluber on the mound tonight, Andrew Miller?
No, Kluber's tomorrow.
Brandon doesn't know. Kluber's tomorrow, as Rick said.
Tomorrow because they want to keep his rest the same.
There you go. They want to have him for the late games if they have to put him in. I'm going to go with the Indians, though. They just been dominant. They won like 22 games in a row this season or something like that.
Care.
They tied the most games in a long time. I know they didn't break a record, but they might be second on the list. And they won like 22 or 23 games in a row. It might have even been more.
I think they took the record.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Indians to win a thriller at home. For those of you who even care about baseball right now, moving right along. Call us up 865-546-8200. We're still talking about this Cam Newton stuff. If you want to shoot your shot, tell us how you feel about that. Cam Newton came out, belittled a female reporter yesterday after practice, told her that it was very funny to hear females talking about routes. Also, we've been mentioning, been talking about coaching search. Who you going to get? Who you going to get?
Chip.
Chip Kelly. We've got a question, or a poll, excuse me, a poll up at Fox Sports Knoxville. And the question was, is Chip Kelly the only option right now for Tennessee football? Gave you a couple choices. It was, there's a couple options. And the other one was, hell no, that he is the only option. 70% said, there's a couple options out there, while 30% said, hell no, he's the only option. So still quite a lot of bit of people, 70% of us, and I'm in one of those. I'm in that category as well, 70% of us. I think there's a lot of other options out there still. I'm looking at Dan Mullen. I'm still not sold on Dan Mullen. And that Travis Haney article, you know, we've heard Russell talk about this. People continue to hammer this home that Mullen would love to get away from the SEC West schedule grind, and it's no secret in Starkville that he's wanted out for the past couple of years. He's really close to the Oregon job before Willie Taggart was made the coach. But this Tennessee job is obviously be a good fit for him. Staying in the SEC, he's very familiar with the SEC East as well. And there's some people out there that believe that he has a chip on his shoulder because he felt like he should have been considered before Jim McElwain was hired down there in Gainesville. So I'd say Mullen would be a good one for me still.
I don't know, man.
I mean, yeah, you saw what happened. But, like, Bear, like you said, like, he's going to recruit at one of the highest levels here at Tennessee. Get him out of Starkville. He's got better facilities. He's not in freaking Starkville. He'll be in Knoxville. This is a $746 million program. The Wall Street Journal that came out that how much the football program is worth. He can do so much more here. So I'm not sold on him. I think that He's run into a couple problems. We'll see how he finishes the rest of the season. I'm not out on Dan Mullen. Also, Jeff Brohm. He's a Power 5 coach right now with Purdue. More recently with Western Kentucky. He's doing a pretty good job there. I think Purdue is 3-1.
He's got a huge buyout.
Yeah, his buyout at Purdue is $5 million. But like we're saying, if he's the guy, money should not be that much of a problem.
He's not the guy. I mean, you're gonna tell me we're gonna pay probably close to 12 to blow Butch and his crew out, spend five to buy Brohm out, and then probably another 10 to get Brohm and company up and running.
No, those are valid points right there. I think that
$27 million
with Jeff Brohm. And you're kind of inflating those numbers a little bit. With Jeff Brohm, because like you say, like we talked about yesterday, the buyout money is going to be spaced out for years to come. Like whatever Butch is paid if he gets fired, it's going to be, you know, he's going to get an installment of checks for X amount of years. So that's not that big of a problem. And UT makes a lot of money over there, top 10 in the nation with how much the football program is worth. Somebody that I know that we haven't talked about at all, that I think is very interesting that we need to start talking about if the Chip Kelly move does not happen.
Here we go.
It's Cal Whittingham in Utah.
He is interesting.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that's crazy or not. Utah's 4-0. And not to mention, he's done some big things there since, you know, he's taken over. He's had them in some New Year's Six Bowls. He's had them close to an undefeated season. They've been in discussion, you know, at the end of the season where you want to be. And why he fits here is what I like that Travis Haney had up in his blog is the toughness and physicality up front that they can transfer to anywhere, not just where he's at right now. Think about that's what we want here in Knoxville. We want players to be more physical and get back to the glory days. And those Utah teams play like that, guys. They definitely play like that. He had a star, Tulalele, I butchered his name, but he's a guy that plays for the Panthers, a big defender that they had out there years ago. Also, you know, just look at what he's done with Utah, taking them from the Group of Five. Now they're in the Pac-12 South, and they're doing a pretty good job. They scare teams. They're 4-0. They can go up against USC. They can go up against, you know, Washington State, Washington, and they give those teams and those coaches, he gives those coaches a good run for their money. Like, Whittingham's a really good coach, I believe. He's very interesting.
I'd put him in that same category.
I put him outside my top five, but
well,
I think
– I mean, I'd have him in my top five, but I just don't – I mean, that's the problem with all
the West Coast
TV
is
money.
His recruiting
and
base.
It's same in West Coast. It's just he's got a great thing going at Utah.
Yeah.
He's got it up and rolling.
Don't you?
Everybody can pay big money now,
yeah.
So it's not like we're going to be able to offer him a
ton more.
No,
you're right.
More.
You're right about that.
And while leaving, I also don't know. I mean, honestly, when you're talking about Utah and BYU, you know, I have no – he may very well be Mormon. His
yes.
family might be
yeah,
Mormon.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about
and
that.
And they might like living in the state of Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all things that need to be considered. But I think you at least kick the tires, especially if you strike out on Chip Kelly. You go after Chip Kelly – But if you strike out on him, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to have some guys in mind. So I like Cal Whittingham. I think he's somebody that we haven't talked about at all, but somebody that we need to start talking about. A guy that's probably not going to bat a lot of eyes, and a guy that's not going to be very well received, just because I think of where he's at. But people forget about where he came from. Chad Morris at SMU, longtime offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for Dabo for 4 years. We saw those offenses with Taj Boyd, what they did. He did a lot of good things. He went on to SMU to try to rebuild that. A shaky couple of years. I think he's went 10-8 so far since he's been there. So not something that, you know, you want to call home to mom about. But he did some great things at Clemson. And right now they're 4-1. Only bad downside to that Bear is that they're playing in the All-American Conference. So people are not going to be so excited about that. But if you're looking at trying to get somebody pretty proven, he did some nice things on the offense, and he comes from the Dabo tree. So that'd be something that I'd like to talk about as we continue the days. We're going to take a quick timeout for our last segment coming to right here, 865-546-8200. Give us a call. You got a couple lines open right now. You have your chance to shoot your final shot. Final segment coming up for The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back. Back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Chance Collins in for Russell Smith. We do not know when Russell will be back. We have been Russell-less, and it is like
I don't miss him.
Like sporting events, TBA, to be announced when he will return. But it's almost that time for me to return, and you guys should take the time this weekend. Head on up to Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in beautiful Cove Lake State Park. Rickard Ridge is home of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. I really do love that place. Ever since Russell's been taking me up there, I just absolutely love it. It's scenic. It's beautiful. Great food. Smoked daily by pitmaster Mark Rickard. The barbecue at Rickard Ridge is mouthwatering, fall off the bone. I mean, we talk about it all the time. If you don't believe us, you need to get up there and check it out. Take the scenic drive today, or in fact, it's a great time to head up there this weekend. I think that I'm going to head up there with a friend. No game. The Seminoles don't play Miami until like 3:30, so I think I'm going to get up early for lunch. Take the scenic drive up I-75 to exit 134. Hang a right, and the entrance to Rickard Ridge is a quarter mile on your left. For directions to look at the rest of the menu, visit Rickard Ridge online at rickardridgebbq.com. Couple minutes left in the program. Time we take a couple calls, get your thoughts in here on the coaching search. We try not to talk about Chip Kelly as much today. I think that's the reason for Russell's absence. He's just tired of what the administration is doing over there.
I mean, Russell's a snowflake.
It's 5 days. It's a little soft. I'm not going to say it's not. It's a little soft, but it's been 5 days. Butch Jones is still your coach. I'm going to tell you, because I don't want you to get your hopes up, because I'm not going to get my hopes up. I don't see much of a light at the end of this tunnel. I think we're stuck for Butch for the foreseeable future, probably to the end of the season and maybe beyond. I'm hoping that's not true. Chip Kelly is my guy, number one. Number two would probably be Bobby P in 2018 at UT. That's my slogan. And after that, I'd like to really take a closer examination of Cal Whittingham. I'd like to look at more of what Jeff Brohm and his offenses and defense have done. I know he comes from a group of five. He's in a power five now, and he's done pretty well so far, 3-1. I'd like to look at him. I think Scott Frost is a guy that's not going to come. He's at UCF, but he's probably looking primed and ready for that Nebraska job when Mike Riley gets fired this year. And also, we'll have a couple other names that we'll discuss tomorrow. We talked about Chad Morris. Brent Venables, he's a guy that I want to discuss a little bit further. We talked about Tennessee's never brought in a defensive coach. Gary Patterson would be cool, but he's got a statue at TCU, so he's not leaving TCU. You don't leave once they put a statue up of you, unless you die. I mean, that's just the rules, I think. You only leave if you die when you have a statue.
What if we just move the statue?
Yeah, that was a good point brought up by our guy Gritnox on Twitter yesterday. Go. He said that, and also Russell, you know, reiterated it. We'll bring the statue with us.
Do it.
Yeah, probably. There's not even a statue for the battle captain over there. More or less, would they bring in a statue for newly hired Gary
or
Patterson?
Peyton. You could maybe put one up for Peyton.
Well, we got time for one final call. We're going to take a call from PTR. PTR, you're on the drive.
I'm going to try to make this quick, and I hope I don't upset the Jake or wherever he may be this afternoon, but. You know, I don't understand all this Gruden stuff. He's like one notch above his career record over 50-50.
Yeah.
He's 5-4 playoff wins. Three of those wins came in the Super Bowl season. The following year, he went 7-9. The year after that, he went 5-11.
And more importantly, a lot of people say he got that Super Bowl of
Tony Dungy's team. Yep.
Oh, in hindsight, I think that's 100% true.
Yeah, Gruden, I think, is the unicorn out there. Like I said, like if you can try to get him in here, do it. I think that he'd be very special for the offense, and he has a way with quarterbacks. I can't say he wouldn't. He'd recruit well, but it's not going to be hard for anybody to recruit here, PTR.
No, and I admit, you can put him on a throne, put him out front of the stadium, and the players will come. Then they got to figure out if he can coach. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for the call, PTR. Really appreciate it. Yeah. You got to put somebody out there, find out if they can coach. Right now, as Titanic Williams said, you got a guy out there pretending to be a coach. Just the placeholder, just the guy to get you to the guy. Join us tomorrow. We'll be live from our Friday home at National RX. I think our guy Rick will be on the board. He'll be greeting you. We'll try to track down Russell Smith for the Bear. I'm Chance Collins. Until tomorrow, we'll do it right again right here on The Drive.
The Drive.
Hi, this is Maury.